Yesterday afternoon, the Bylaw and Planning Committee received a draft bylaw proposing licensing for short-term rentals in the municipality. Presenting the draft, Municipal Clerk Natalie Bray described the bylaw as seeking to create a balanced regulatory framework to ensure safety and accountability while supporting responsible short-term practices in Elliott Lake. "We're looking to just commence this process with public consultation, so we've drafted a very comprehensive short-term rental bylaw. The draft bylaw is here." Key points in the draft bylaw. Highlighting some key points in the draft, Bray said that short-term rentals must obtain a valid license and comply with health and safety standards, must limit guest capacity and maintain liability insurance, owners must display the relevant information within the rental unit, compliance is required with parking, water, septic and waste management regulations, public survey planned, town hall possible. The meeting agenda package included a draft survey intended for public input. Bray explained the department might also look at a bylaw town hall to get more information from operators and users. After the bylaw is approved by council, staff are proposing a 6-month window for operators to satisfy requirements and acquire their license. Following that period, short-term rental accommodations must be licensed to accept guests. The bylaw department would be responsible for inspections and licensing. And the proposed license is renewable annually with an annual inspection and fee. Following a short discussion, Mayor Andrew Wannan, an ex-officio member of the Bylaw and Planning Committee, said, "Just to reiterate that, Ms. Bray, this is not intended to be a punitive process. We're just trying to keep visitors to our community safe in the home that they're staying in on a short-term basis." "Absolutely," Bray responded. Bray also informed the committee that council may wish to consider whether to limit the number of short-term rentals and if council wanted to limit any particular zones where they're not allowed. The topic will return to the committee before going to council. The committee approved that staff be directed to proceed with public consultation, and that staff be directed to report back to the committee at future meeting with an analysis of feedback, any updates to the bylaw and a detailed implementation plan.